David, a bye week's always a chance to kind of step back, take a breath. Your position group, where are they right now?
Well, you know what? We need to be more consistent. I think we're more consistent now at this point in the year than we were last year because everything was new. Still been playing with Dwayne and Donnie, who's been with me. They've had a year under the belt now getting in this, and they are so much further along now than we were at this time last year. Junior Hemingway now is playing a bigger role than he played last year as our number three receiver. The experience that he got last year in the small amount of time he was on the field has shown up. I was very happy for him the last game. He made some plays for us. He had some opportunities, and he was ready. And so I know the things that he's learned from having a small part that he had last year has carried over into this year, and that's been very encouraging.
One of the interesting things about this offense, one of the fun things, is to see Travis Kelce lined up as a wide receiver running receiver routes. Jamal Charles doing the same thing. DeAnthony Thomas doing the same thing. How much do you have to work with Coach Melvin and Coach Bieniemy in kind of taking those guys into your role?
Well, in Coach Reed's offense, this thing has always been where everybody knows everybody else's spot. And when we move, like we're in regular personnel, for example, we got a fullback, we got a Sherm in the game, and then we got Jamal in the game, you could end up seeing them playing wide receiver because of our formations, the multi-formations we do, the multi-personnels that we do. So when we teach this offense, when Coach teaches this offense, we basically teach concepts. And when you are moved to a certain position out of your normal position, there's a concept that we already know. So when you go to that particular position, you know what that concept is. So there are times when I've got wide receivers that have lined up in the backfield. And that's the beauty of Coach's offense is the concepts that we have. Everybody has to know that. And so, of course, when Kelce goes from tight end inside to out wide, Anthony, those guys move from inside to out wide, they have an idea of what goes on out there.
Another beautiful thing that I see, and I have to follow the ball when I do play-by-play, but when I watch the tape the next day, I'll see your guys make a key block on a screen play or the run game. What about teaching them the blocking techniques you have to teach them?
I've always felt this way about blocking. Blocking is want to. You know, if you want to and you treat that block the same way you treat that pass concept, you'll make that block. Four-yard runs in this league stay four-yard runs because somebody outside didn't make a block to turn it into a 20-yard run. When you see a 20-yard run or a deep run, a guy that's done a run for 60, somebody outside, whether it's a tight end or a wide receiver, has been downfield and made a key block to spring that guy for that extra yardage. And that is critical. That's another thing that we want to make sure that we take to another level. Because with the backs that we have in this offense, I mean, you get those guys beyond the line of scrimmage, and then they're always capable of scoring. And if they score, they're going to score simply because somebody out wide or one of those tight ends downfield has made a key block to spring those guys. And Mitch, you don't really have to make a block. It's more or less just get in the way. Just be where you're supposed to be and kind of get in their way. Because in this league, the good backs are the good people with the ball in their hands. One hand will never bring those guys down. And with the guys that we got, sometimes two hands don't even bring them down.